and welcome to the special. I'm really, really excited. Live, and it's always fun, live launch to a special foundation, the Safe Pregnancies Foundation. And I'm your host, Neil Haley, Neil the Media Giant Haley, and I'm excited to talk to people about this launch. We have a lot of people with us tonight, and that's why we decided to live stream it, so it's available for everybody, not just a few. So people need to go check out safepregnanciesfoundation.org for more information, and you're going to learn more about the foundation. So the reason for this foundation all started with Roald Doc Allen. And I wanted to ask Doc why he decided on a foundation. How did he come up with this idea? Then his wife Diane's going to speak. Then members of the board of Safe Pregnancies will speak. And we'll talk about the overall mission and vision of Safe Pregnancies Foundation. Roald Doc Allen, what's up, Doc? And kind of go into the story of how you came up with this idea to do a foundation.
Well, thank you, Neil. It's always good to be here, and we're very happy to get this launch going. Safe Pregnancies Foundation is all about access. You know, many things over the years have interfered with the access that patients and doctors have for each other. For example, today, even if you can get to see a doctor, you've got the electronic record, and your doctor is going to be looking over there when you're over there. So you don't have a lot of attention from your doctor. You don't have a lot of eye contact. You don't even really know if they're listening to you. So access is what we're trying to provide. There's another problem with access, and that is it in rural health. For example, sometimes a hospital will come in, a big chain will come in and buy a little hospital, and they'll right away shut down OB. So we have a lot of, you know, not only real physical deserts, but we also have an emotional desert, because it's hard to talk to somebody who's preoccupied with the electronic record. So our site, our book, everything we do is designed to promote access.
And so you came up with that idea, and how did it just happen? Like, you talked about kind of why, but how did it kind of develop? You and Diane were talking about it, because I remember you mentioning it to me, and then I basically decided, let's roll with this and get it going. But how did the first idea come up with an idea for a foundation?
Well, you know, I wanted to do something that I could do. In other words, it's very difficult for one person to fix all of the things that are going on with, again, access problems. But this is something that I thought I could do. And Diane is really good. You know, we work together quite well. I get an idea, I bounce it off Diane. She makes it a better idea, and we present that to the public. So, it's just fun. This is also kind of a retirement for us. I'm 76 years old, so I'm probably not going to go out and start doing C-sections tomorrow. Although if I could, I would. If somebody gave me the opportunity, I'd do it. So yeah, it's our way of retiring, and it's our way of making sure doing what we can do to promote access that people really need to have.
And that's very important, the access point of this. And so, Doc, so I'm going to go to Diane. Do you have a little bit of a different story than Doc has brought so far about the foundation, or what your thoughts were in combining this together when the idea came to get the Safe Pregnancies Foundation off the ground as we are launching it tonight?
One of the things that Alan talks about is the patient-doctor relationship, which is disappearing from healthcare. And many of the physicians Alan's age talk about the physician-patient relationship and how that's the foundation of real medicine. And it's disappeared because of corporations coming in and installing all kinds of restrictions on how long you can talk to a patient. And with one of the reasons that Alan has had no maternal mortalities is that he saw the patient every time the patient came in. And he's oftentimes, if he thought he needed to see a patient, he'd have the patient come in, whether insurance paid for it or not. That's the essence of a real primary care and successful primary care. And so he was trying to, like he says, one person can't fix this. But what he can do is talk to or write about or talk to people about what they should be finding in their relationship with their doctor. And if they don't find it, here's a question to ask your doctor. And so he's trying to provide the information that he always used to provide his patients, so his readers or whoever is talking to him can know what they need to find out from their doctors to have a safe pregnancy.
And Diane, you saw the foundation as an opportunity for Doc to not have the restrictions that he had when he had his own practice or worked for the hospital.
Right. When he had his own practice, there wasn't some CEO who had a master's degree in business telling, you can only see this person for 10 minutes. Or actually, you can't see them at all because the insurance isn't going to pay for it. So he was able to see patients when they needed to be seen. Like one of the things he says is, you know, after you've had your baby, you go home for and you come back in 6 weeks for a checkup. He said he always saw his patients the first week they were home, because that's when problems show up and they don't always recognize what serious trouble they're in. But if you wait till 6 weeks, a number of them will die. The worst preeclampsia is after you deliver your baby. You're at home alone. How do you know you're having preeclampsia?
Right. No symptoms.
Yeah. And this is the information he's trying to provide so that women can keep themselves safe, have the information they need to ask the right questions and promote greater safety in their pregnancy.
And this foundation, finally, he can give that information and go out and do that. So, Doc, once you came up with the idea, how did you move it forward? It's been a process, right, to get to today.
Well, we've made probably more mistakes than we haven't made. But, you know, we certainly went to the internet and we have, you're really our third person and you're obviously our best person. You know, we haven't had the enthusiasm and the commitment from other people that we've had from you. So, yeah, we made our mistakes, but I think we have finally found a good solution to getting our message out there.
And that's important. And Diane, that's the thing. Once we got together and you said, oh, we want to utilize Alan's courses and Alan's this, Roll Docs this. And I said, whoa, we can give much more. And at first, the idea, Diane, was not Royal. It was going to be all, you know, women in need for pregnancies. And I said, no, we have to go to an area where people are not thinking about, and that's the rural communities for women who are pregnant.
Well, yes, certainly there are healthcare deserts, which we talked about. And, you know, our organizations have done nothing except make that worse. Like I said, the big hospitals come in, the first thing they do, they buy the little hospital and they shut down OB. So, and the average consumer has no defense against that. Our legislators could stop that from happening, but God only knows where their heads are.
Okay. Go ahead, Diane. Do you want to add to what I was asking you? Go ahead.
Well, the other thing is we haven't spent all of our lives on social media. You know, we can understand putting up a web page, but what goes on the back to promote what you've got on your web page, you have to do through all of the media that you're very familiar with, 95% of which we've never heard of before. So that's what's really been helpful and is so important to the Safe Pregnancy Foundation is your ability to get the information out there when we haven't been successful getting it out on our own.
Right. And that's the challenge. And that's where you have a team of people. But ultimately, adding the components to the Safe Pregnancies Foundation of, you know, not of we're going to help pregnant women in so many ways in rural communities versus docs training and all the different things, and go to safepregnancies.org website and you can donate today. You're going to find out that there's so many resources that pregnant women in rural areas need. Because access to healthcare, great point that we've had in the theme on this show so far in this live event is that access to healthcare, but now providing certain resources, diapers, wipes, pack and plays, any type of therapy, especially when Doc is big about mental health and postpartum depression and how we're going to be able to counsel and help these pregnant women is just something so powerful that is happening that they need the help because the resources are not available. Sometimes they can't even find a hospital, right? They have to go to a big hospital because there's no rural hospital near them.
Right. The hospitals are 80 or 100 miles away.
It's crazy. And that's what you're talking about in North Dakota. And we're going to be talking about Mississippi, serving Mississippi, any rural area as we continue to look further and further. So if you went to safepregnancies.org website, we could share that a little bit later in the conversation. Go ahead, Doc, anything more to add? We're going to go into our board members and how we've had board meetings and where we are today. But anything else to add before we move on to introduce the other people?
I don't have anything more. Thank you, Neil. But I really appreciate all of our board members. You have all been doing a great job, actually more than I thought you could. So I appreciate that. Good board members.
You know, it's you guys first jumped me in and said, hey, by the way, do you want to be part? I'm going to have you. I wasn't at the first board meeting. And then we got to work and they got to work as well. So we're going to introduce two members of the board. I'm on the board, Doc's on the board, and Diane's on the board. But our next other member is Steve Shadler. And Steve, you are a member of Safe Pregnancy Foundation's board. And what are your responsibilities?
Well, I don't really know. I'm a landscape horticulturalist by profession, and I've been involved with horticulture therapy and accessibility in landscape design. And I got met Rural Doc Allen by planting trees around the hospital, and then they invited me to plant trees around the their yard and do a variety of landscaping. And we plant gardens and help them set up with chickens. And I've been involved with a lot of health-related nature, sunshine, fresh air, nutrition, gardening. I don't have a connection to pregnancy other than I have a good friend who's a midwife for the past 50 years, but I've done a lot of grant writing, and I'm kind of help with the basic overview rather than details. At the
you minute, summary. The foundation board meeting, you are the kind of person that knows how to run a board meeting as well, Steve.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm involved with a lot of nonprofit, community-based organizations, of Elds and Lions. I've been working with people. I've also worked with people on developing local community-based weekend workshops out in the country. And so when you said we have an open house at Lindemann's, I grabbed that and created a three-day event called Doc Days Health Fair at the county level recreation area. And that's a whole subject of itself.
And that's the first big event fundraiser We hope to not, I hope to be not the only person attending that's not from North Dakota. We're calling other donors, other people in this process, because we are on the next part of the journey. We have put the time and effort into running a foundation. Why no one runs a foundation? Because there's so much work involved. And then it's volunteers. And it's volunteers like, look at the different things that Steve has been able to do. And then we're going to talk to Jackie about what she does. And then we're just asking for volunteers and help. If you're an organization in a rural area and you're looking to help pregnant women in need, please reach out to us. Even if you're not in a rural area, Safe Pregnancies Foundation will still be a resource to you to help you. And we're looking at other foundations as well that we want to partner with. I have a great guy I met that's going to help me learn more about the foundation landscape, meaning the more deeper end of things where the fundraising comes. That word's becoming a big word for me in 2024 is fundraising. I think of sales, but fundraising is going to, I guess, and we'll use fund and say fundraising instead of fundraising, because we're going to have fundraising money for this tremendous cause. Okay, I'd like to introduce Jackie now. And Jackie, tell your role with Safe Pregnancies Foundation. And welcome, Jackie.
My official role is a secretary, so I take the minutes. My unofficial role is to assist Doc and Diane, whatever they need done. I've been on other organizations and boards, and I've done events. So I guess I just pitch in wherever I see needed.
How do you know Diane and Doc?
I worked for them for a while, but I knew him prior to that because I had a son that has a disease that nobody could diagnose. And I went to him desperately, and he did research, and he found me a doctor, and it's the only doctor in North Dakota that was able to diagnose, and to this day, our son would not be alive. So I had a relationship as a patient as well as an employee of theirs.
That's a tremendous story, and go figure. And then all you guys are together for this tremendous foundation to be able to do things. But we're asking right now for anyone to go to safepregnanciesfoundation.org right now and donate. Doesn't matter if it's $1, $50, $1 million. We're asking for donations so we can get the services needed. And we're already open for business. If you are in an area that serves in the rural area, that serves a lot of pregnant women in need, please contact us and we're ready to get things going. And we're looking at partnering with foundations as well. Diane, is not an important thing that we're going to partner with different foundations that already has the people that need the help yet don't have our resources?
Definitely. We are looking for organizations that are offering support for pregnant women, but maybe not this particular aspect of support, so that we can cooperate with them and provide them part of the picture that they may not have in there, and then they can then support us.
Let's talk about the mental health, Doc, of pregnant women, which is a big concern. And that's why you're writing your next book, Doc. Kind of explain that and how that's going to be part of the work you're going to do with pregnant women to really kind of identify if any of them are going through postpartum depression.
Well, yes, thank you, Neil. I can't emphasize enough how important pregnancy-related mental health is. I've always thought the best way to deal with postpartum depression is to not have it. And the best way to not have it is to get to know your patients in the prenatal course. You know, when they come in, rather than just listening to the baby and touching the tummy, you bring in dad and you bring in the kids, and make it a family event. The bonding starts before the baby's born. And so when after birth, the mom and kids and dad can hit the ground running. And I think that postpartum depression is different from the usual depression. Usual depression that precedes pregnancy, it does respond to medications. The problem with most of those antidepressants is that they take 2 weeks to work. With postpartum depression, you don't have 2 weeks. You need something that works right away. You know, you can't send somebody home and hope things get better in 2 weeks. They have to have a treatment right away. So in the rare event that I had a patient with postpartum depression, they would be seen the day that they called, and they would get medication that worked the day they called, and they'd get an appointment with a psychiatrist within a week. So I think postpartum depression is really important, and that's why we have decided to write a book that's just totally devoted to postpartum depression. And hopefully that can help a lot of people. We're looking forward to that.
And go figure, when we met Diane and Doc, that I would have my own publishing company and I would be publishing your older book that you just launched again, Pregnancy Your Way, as we're going to relaunch it. And then also this postpartum depression one. It's because, again, and this is another thing we're going to be offering lots of pregnant women, these books, as resources in different areas, because that's very important. We're going to go to the website now. We're going to peruse some of the things so that people should go there to savepregnancies.org. It's such a pretty website. And Diane, you picked it, such a beautiful logo. And it's gorgeous. I'm going to go to the homepage and everyone could see it. And so we're empowering underserved and disadvantaged rural women and their families. And I came to you guys and said, we have to do this, right? Because there are lots of services available for people in need in the cities. And people that don't need, there's all these services still for them. But this area is such an underserved. And Doc, remember we talked about this before on one of your DocTail podcasts with Edwin Leap, that how rural hospitals are so underserved.
Yes, they certainly are. It's hard to get people to come to rural America because a lot of people look for the wrong things. You know, they want, we have a museum, but, we don't have opera here. We don't have ballet. We do have a lot of hunting and people like that. And we have fresh air and we have almost no crime ever. I don't think there's been a murder here in probably 100 years. So it's a nice place to live, but people don't realize how nice it is.
Really? There's not been a murder in 100 years?
I don't think so.
Right? In Elgin, North Dakota. Guys, got to check that one out. That's a huge one. No paranormal activities out there, Steve? No ghosts?
Oh, yes, just about anybody. They'll tell you ghost stories.
The ghost of Teddy Roosevelt? I tell you guys, gotta check out Elkhorn with our good partners, INSP. Everyone needs to check that out, that interview with Teddy Roosevelt. I can't believe I'm coming to North Dakota. I guess I'm going to definitely wear my cowboy hat. Let's go and let's talk about donate. Diane, right there, people could go ahead and donate to the website. Donate to the foundation as I'm clicking it. And there we go. And there's an Amazon wish list and there's monetary donations. You click the donate button and it sends you right to PayPal for people for the donation. So I definitely, there's going to be another place as well, but that's great. Places for people to volunteer, corporate sponsorship. We're always looking at that. And I'm really excited about some of the vertical markets that Media Giant Marketing, Media Giant PDR, Media Giant Everything is starting to build relationships, because this is such an exciting day for me since we've met to have this opportunity to say we kicked off the foundation. You can look at your monetary donations, but then you can apply for assistance if you're a pregnant woman in a rural area or anywhere. Please do it. We're here to help you if you definitely need it. And then we're going to go through services now. These are the services that we give: essential supplies, diapers, wipes, and formula, safe sleep spaces, job opportunities, which is really exciting. Because, I mean, Diane, this happens, right? You get pregnant and you need support, right? A job or something, because how do you pay for a baby? Especially if you're a single mother. One-on-one support from doctors, and that's Doc. And we are asking other doctors, right, Rural Doc, to donate their time as well to the foundation.
Yes, Neil, that's a great idea.
And then all those different areas of things that we offer, education. And this is, Doc, the thing that I think is missing in most foundations is education. Providing the education needed that is necessary there, right?
You bet.
And then we have resources like his podcast and his book. And soon that'll be our publishing company with the book. But if people want to buy it on Amazon, do that. But soon you're going to be seeing it everywhere. And our blog, which is doing really well. People could check out the latest blog posts on safe pregnancies. And now we'll be, you know, doing reels and shorts. And we'll be providing more updates to the big event in August. Do you think, Steve, we need to do a wrestling event that weekend? Find a wrestling promotion in North Dakota. I can kick off before my big September beginning travel craziness. I will be here in even better shape in August for my comeback in wrestling. I don't know what pro wrestling organizations are in North Dakota.
Well, that's all.
We're going to have to look that up, but we should do a show that weekend outside where
college wrestling is.
No, we're talking professional wrestling. And well, North Dakota used to be big for the territories. Was that part of the whole Minnesota territory at one point that was owned by what's his name? I'm sure AWA. Did they ever tour in North Dakota? Gagne, Vern Gagne,
never paid any attention.
Fargo. How far is Fargo from Elgin?
About 200 miles. Fargo's
okay. It doesn't. Okay. We're doing a wrestling event. We're adding that final component. I'm wrestling somebody in North Dakota on that weekend. So we're going to have to put that up on the website, but such great resources, but we're asking people to donate. I kind of remember I'm like watching PBS right now asking, but I mean, honestly, if you're going to have some dollars to give to a great cause and get this going to help pregnant women, go and donate. We're going to be sending out to all of Rural Doc's followers a link to donate, or tell them, hey, check out Safe Pregnancies Foundation. You can donate there or share it with friends and family and give the resources so that we can help as many pregnant women as possible and really provide the access that's not provided. Doc, anything else to add, you and Diane, before we say goodbye?
Well, thank you so much, Neil. You're right. It's the word is access. Everybody should remember that. That's what we're providing. Diane?
It's very exciting to be able to offer some of these services and getting the information out about them. And we really appreciate that, Neil.
Well, that's the next phase, as we were talking about, is reaching out to organizations. We have a good friend I'll talk about in New York City that's going to help. He's going to help with also my launch of Total Tutor as a foundation. I am relaunching my tutoring company as it's listed there, but we're going to make it a 501(c). So there's just a lot of exciting things, but it helps. He's also good at helping that you'll partner with other foundations right now that have nothing to do with pregnant women, but have the access to rural pregnant women. So a lot of big things, but we're asking people, if you're interested, you're going to say, I watched this live video. I went and saw this on YouTube, or I went to Rural Doc's YouTube, or I listened to this on a podcast. We want you to visit safepregnanciesfoundation.org and go ahead and donate today. Anything else to add, Mr. Steve? Steve, again, is the guru when it comes to foundations. You and Jackie have some good experience. Why is this such a special thing for you guys being on this board? Go ahead, Steve.
Now, that's hard to answer because there's a lot of personal connection between yard and landscape and chickens and planting trees, and I'm just super excited about the health fair because that had potential of bringing in hundreds of people, and sponsored by Safe Pregnancies Foundation. And that's offering specific workshops for pregnant, expectant parents and new parents, as well as overall health, natural foods, garden foods, nature walk, a broad spectrum of activities, of martial arts, arts and crafts classes. It's going to be more above and beyond pregnancy and new parents. It's going to
and professional wrestling. I've already said it's pro wrestling.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there might be some high school.
No. We're going to put a ring outside that event. I've done it. I've wrestled in carnivals and everything. Okay, if you're a pro wrestling organization in North Dakota, you could be out and you're looking to run a show. We want to do a show sponsored by Safe Pregnancies. So we'll just a couple matches. Go well, that
sounds like fun.
It's adding another component to this. And lastly, Jackie, how do you feel about being part of this foundation and how much special where we're going with these ideas and really something new and groundbreaking?
I am honored to have been asked to be a part of it. I have seen through living in a rural area since 1987, and I have seen young women that have not received the care that they should have. I even know of one that was just within the last couple of years, she had to have her baby on the side of the road because of the fact she couldn't get to a hospital. And it is things like this that makes a person kind of passionate and wanting to do something about the gaps that are not providing for these sort of things in care.
All right. Well, Diane and Doc, first Diane, last words for our viewers and listeners, and then Doc.
Well, one thing I forgot to mention earlier was you mentioned the blog post that he does every week. He's up to 178. That's an incredible number of blog posts. A lot of information there. And that's important for the foundation to supporters to understand that they are helping him create an incredibly large amount of information for people who don't have access to it.
All right, Doc, anything else to add?
Well, yes, thank you, Neil. And once again, I want to thank everybody on our board. I really appreciate it a lot. And I think that our audience will too. But this is fun. This is fun. And I think that we have what we want to do is add quality to the lives of the people who come to our site. And perhaps some of that quality can rub off on the people around them. But I'm happy to provide this opportunity to try to make the lives of people better.
Excellent. Such great stuff. Appreciate it, guys. That was a special edition of the Neil Haley Show live event, Media Giant live event of Safe Pregnancies Foundation. Guys, take care.